This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness has officially tipped off. Minnesota and Louisville underway in the East region. John, who do you have in this one?
Minnesota and Louisville? I got Louisville.
Okay, you got Louisville.
We're playing hoops, man.
I think I do, too. Hoops is upon us. You can hear all the games on Sports Radio 650, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. They're going to have every college basketball game for you. Yesterday, it was an interesting scene in Oklahoma City. And we know Rockets fans hate the Oklahoma City Thunder, and rightfully so. A lot of that has to do with Russell Westbrook. A lot of that has to do with the fact that they basically inherited a storied franchise for no reason, along with two superstar players in Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. But yesterday, for the first time since they've been in Oklahoma City, the Thunder retired someone's jersey. And I know a lot of people are thinking, who the hell is Oklahoma City? Whose jersey are they going to retire?
Right? James Harden?
Are they honoring the Sonics? Is Sean Kemp being honored? Are they going to carry it over? Are they going to hang Gary Payton's jersey in the rafters? What's going on there in Oklahoma City? Oklahoma City retired the jersey of Nick Collison, who averaged 5 points in his NBA career. And you know I'm a sucker for romanticism in sports. Mm-hmm. I love me a good ceremony. I love a good tearjerker. I like when players come back and they get standing ovations. But at some point, you got to draw the line somewhere. Nick Collison should not get his jersey retired. It's one thing to honor Nick Collison. It's one thing for him to be that little scrappy fan favorite.
Right.
But there's no reason someone like Nick Collison should ever have his jersey hanging in the rafters of an NBA arena.
Zero. This is when you know you're a try-hard organization. Look, just be patient. You're going to have great players. Everybody does, you know. Why are you forcing the issue? Why not just a video tribute? You know, what's wrong with that? Wouldn't that have been like the perfect way to honor a guy that was a fan favorite, you know? But he was not a retire your jersey, his jersey guy. I mean, by any stretch, I'm kind of embarrassed for the Thunder. I really am. Aren't you?
Oh, I'm extremely embarrassed. And let me make you even more embarrassed for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So at halftime, they raise the number 4 into the rafters.
Yep.
And Nick Collison, every time you go to a game out there at Oklahoma City, you're going to see Nick Collison's jersey. This is a little bit of Nick Collison's speech as his jersey's being raised in the rafters for his 5 points per game.
You know, I was here when this thing started a long time ago. Most of the people know the story. We started 3-29. We practiced in an old skating rink. All those things are true. But we went to work in that old skating rink, and we worked day after day. We built something really special here. I just want to tell you, Russ, I've always admired you. I wish I had your courage. I appreciate the fight, and just thanks for coming out every night ready to rock with us. I appreciate that. I play with a lot of guys that made me look a lot better than I was. It wasn't just all the Hall of Famers that I got to play with. It was all the role players, the mentors, all the people that some of these guys are here tonight, here and in college and everywhere I've been. And I've always loved my teammates, and all I wanted to do was help them win. And I never had another agenda, and I think I stayed true to that, and I hope they feel that way. To all my teammates, I just want to say I really appreciate all the battles we had. I appreciate the bonds we made, and that is the one thing I miss more than anything is just hanging out with all of you guys. And so thank you guys. Appreciate that.
Never made an all-defensive team. Never got any award in the NBA. 5 points, 5 rebounds your entire career. And your jersey's up in the rafters. Oklahoma City should be ashamed of themselves.
Yep, they absolutely should.
You should be ashamed of yourselves for doing this. And now the bar is so low to where, like, who else is going to get their jersey retired in Oklahoma City now? They were calling him Mr. Thunder. Like they were calling him Mr. Thunder. It was that pathetic. But it got me to thinking, John Lopez, because you've been covering sports in H-Town for nearly 3 decades. Who are some try-hard Houston athletes that you could see getting their jersey retired that the rest of the country would mock, But we would praise, just like Oklahoma City did with Nick Collison.
Chris Myers. Our guy Chris Myers. We need to retire his jersey, don't we?
No.
Chris, I know you're listening from Philadelphia.
Hell no.
Feel free to text.
Hell no.
Why don't they just retire Stanford Routes jersey? He played two games. He played two games for the Texans. Are we going to retire Stanford Routes jersey?
The one that comes to mind is Brian Cushing.
That's a good one.
And Brian Cushing was a really good player. I mean, if you're comparing the careers of Brian Cushing and Nick Collison, it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brian Cushing had a way better career and more of an impact on the Texans than Nick Collison
did. My boy plays for
the
Oklahoma
City Thunder. That's the one that would come to mind that I could see happening.
That's a good one, actually, because Cushing, fan favorite, played hard, motivational leader, probably will get his jersey retired here. Probably will.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he probably will.
No, he
will.
Won't.
Yeah, he will.
No.
I think he will. How many Pro Bowls was he in?
Maybe one or two.
I think two, if I remember right. I think he will. And but he's better than Brian. He did more for the Texans than Collison did for the Thunder.
Let me ask you this, Figgy. Just have it ready for me. I'll go ahead and go here. I'll just go ahead and do it just because I have to. Nick Collison getting his jersey retired 5-5. If his name's Tyrone Collison, is his jersey in the rafters?
Hell no.
Figgy, hit me with the RC.
Figgy with the hell no.
Jamal Collison ain't getting his jersey retired in the rafters. Tyrone Collison ain't getting his jersey retired in the rafters. D'Angelo Collison ain't getting his jersey retired in the rafters.
What are you trying to say?
I think it's pretty clear what I'm saying, that they had to put a try-hard white guy in the rafters, so Nick Collison is that guy.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong.
Dispute it.
I don't think you're wrong.
I mean, honestly, dispute that.
Yeah, yeah. What about, okay, I'm going there, as people like to say. What about Jamal Cushing? Does a Jamal Cushing get put in the rafters at NRG?
No, Jamal Cushing probably got cut to that first PED pop, honestly. It's possible.
I really think Cushing will, and for this organization, deserves to have the Ring of Honor.
I
looked it up. Rookie of the Year. Only one Pro Bowl, but two second-team All-Pros, if that makes any sense.
And he's starting his coaching career, so he could do something there.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If Cushing goes up there, it'll raise my eyebrows a little bit, but it won't
not
be
like
one-tenth of a joke as much as Nick Collison.
Not anything.
Like, not even one-tenth of as much of a joke as Nick Collison.
Now, Chris Myers, that's a joke. No, I'm still kidding.
No, that would be a joke. I would kill that. I love Chris. Chris would kill that if Chris got his jersey retired in
would
the Raptors.
He?
Yeah. I mean, let's be serious. But Nick Collison, Oklahoma City Thunder, you guys should be freaking ashamed of yourself for putting his jersey in the Raptors. From tryhards to athletes that get too big for their britches. Ben Roethlisberger's been in the news lately in Pittsburgh. First, it was Antonio Brown questioning Ben Roethlisberger and his leadership. And then Le'Veon Bell recently came out and said getting away from Ben Roethlisberger wasn't the reason that he left, but it was a factor. What is your thoughts on Ben Roethlisberger and athletes that get too big for their britches, despite the fact they might be franchise Hall of Fame type players?
There is a public bias against Le'Veon Bell, by and large. I don't think it's universal by any stretch. I think the higher percentage people think Le'Veon Bell was a diva, was selfish, was a lot of different things when he sat out a year. I also think that is kind of contaminating his recent comments yesterday, I believe, right?
About 2 days ago.
2 days ago, about Ben Roethlisberger and how he was a guy that wanted to do things his own way and was not necessarily, in essence, said he wasn't a good teammate, you know, that he kind of ran the show his way or the highway. Because there is this bias against Le'Veon Bell, I don't think people are putting a lot of credit or as much credit as they should in what he actually said. Because I think quarterbacks, by definition, are entitled. You know, I mean, just because it is the position that kind of runs the show, you know? And so...
See, I don't see Deshaun ever getting like that.
No, no. He's entitled to do... And I'm not saying, like, he's arrogant. I'm saying he's entitled to have a say. You know what I mean? I would be disappointed if they didn't consult with or Deshaun Watson didn't have an idea or... was consulted when they bring in a receiver or whatever, because it's a quarterback. I think they're, by definition, they're entitled. But that doesn't mean that they're entitled to the point that some players are. I think there's a lot of truth, my opinion, but I think there's a lot of truth to what Le'Veon Bell has said about Ben Roethlisberger. And I think the head coach has entitled it more because he's this quote, Tomlin is this quote, you know, player's coach. I think he's kind of letting him run the show more than he probably should as a quarterback. I really do.
And the thing about Mike Tomlin is for years he was praised as like the player's coach, and this is the guy everybody wants to play for, but he's letting it get away from him. And I don't know that B.O.B. is going to have the amount of success that Mike Tomlin's had, but I am very confident that Bill O'Brien won't let it get away from him like this.
Yeah, I am too.
Now, maybe he won't maybe he won't win a Super Bowl and have his team loose enough to do it, but it's not going to get away from him like this.
I think you're right. I mean, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen for sure, but let's talk, you know, I think some quarterbacks are just, they take advantage of it. He's kind of like the kid that, you know, you give him a little rope and all of a sudden he's throwing house parties.
It's like the substitute teacher?
Or the substitute teacher. You know, you trust your kid. When you go out to eat and he acts fine, but then you go for a weekend and he throws a house party. I think it's Ben Roethlisberger. And I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers falls into that category. A lot of people, that's the curious.
See how mushy he got yesterday?
But that's the curious thing. People are just bash Aaron Rodgers, but not Ben Roethlisberger? Why?
I feel like they're starting to get bashed a little bit. The bathroom Casanova is getting a little bit
bashed. A little bit.
Just a little bit. We're going to hear from mushy Aaron Rodgers at 1 o'clock. March Madness is underway, by the way. Our friends at Twin Peaks are providing you with coverage at Sports Radio 650. All of the games in college basketball during one of the best tournaments of the year, one of the best sporting events of the year. And we're out here at Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. So come by, say hi. It's already popping. Minnesota currently on top of Louisville, 10-9 early in the first half there. Yale and LSU about to take off here in about 10
and
minutes.
Just as a point of order here, as we're watching the basketball tournament, if we get to the end of a game and it's a one or two possession game,
we're going in. And I'm doing play-by-play.
Well, I don't know if that's legal, but yeah. We're going into the play-by-play.
You know me. I like to push it. I like to push it to the limit.
So, yeah, if you're not in a place, if you're listening to us wherever, on the app or wherever, and we get down to nut-cutting time, we'll go there.
Good news for the Houston Texans today. It's going to make Brian Gaines' job much easier. And also the Rockets, tough L yesterday. There's one person to blame. We'll tell you who that is next.
Swag!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.